some people might pick up the free weekly or any free weekly or any weekly and say, well, okay, folks got to work a couple of days and they put it to bed on, you know, say Tuesday night or Wednesday night, depending when it comes out. And then they got their weekends free. What is the life in putting together a weekly?
Oh, wow. I'm pretty much behind a computer. Well, a lot. I'm behind a computer a lot. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I'm sitting there trying to update the website. I'm looking at photos. I'm writing, calling people, emailing. But then I do get out and try to take the camera out and take pictures of folks partying, and occasionally pictures of myself.
What do you want the free weekly to be? I open that up to both of you.
More fun. I think some of the writing had gotten a little dry and a little stale in spots. So yeah, I want people to pick it up and laugh and be angry and cry and in particular cry because I've canceled their favorite features because I hate America.
You've heard from some people?
Oh, of course. I mean, it's like, oh, it's an outsider coming in from somewhere to take over the Fayetteville Free Weekly and destroy it. No, I've been here for 20 years, as you know.
Right.
I love Fayetteville and I love the community, and it's nothing personal. It's just trying to make some, a little changes while keeping the stuff that really people love.
Susan, hard to let go?
No, and I think what change is always hard, and people sometimes perceive that, it's just totally not where it was. But it really is. I mean, it's got the heart and soul. We're a community paper. We still want to be a community paper. But like Richard said, it's more fun. It needs to be more fun, and I think people are really going to enjoy it. And no, it hasn't been hard to let go. I think it was easy to let go, actually.
Sleeping better now?
I get more sleep, yes.
And are there still more ideas that haven't been unrolled yet or unveiled?
Yes. Hopefully at some point there will be Beer of the Week feature or Drink of the Week feature, looking at some, some fun stuff that beyond Bud Light,
We'll be testing whiskey daily.
Possibly hourly, depending on the stress level.
Well, that we have Northwest Arkansas Newspapers, LLC, so you've got that paper that covers the area. There's the Fayetteville Free Weekly. There's Ozarks Unbound. I've taken Ozarks at Large to a daily. There are a lot of us now trying to cover a lot of things. Is there room for all of us?
No. And in fact,
is that why you are here?
In fact, we are going to crush some of those people who should not be in business. That's not. We welcome the competition.
I think there's totally room for everyone because we all seem to have our own favorite little areas. And, of course, the Free Weekly, one of the main reasons I think people pick it up is our calendar. If anything's going on in Northwest Arkansas, if you want to know what to do, you can pick it up. It's there. That's kind of been the heart of it for a while, and we're still good at that. But now we're going to get people's attention a little more in other areas. And